Hi, Maria here from franchisingaways.com. Today we're going to cover a frequently asked question, which is how to follow the Franchigena Trail. Most of our trips on the Franchigena Trail are available as self-guided holidays, which means you can pick your own travel dates and our travel specialists will adapt the itinerary to your requirements. We also have a number of Via Franchigena guided tours each year departing on selected dates. So today we'll answer one of the most common questions our travel specialists get, how to follow the Franchigena Trail if you're on a self-guided tour. As part of your self-guided trip, you will receive a holiday pack containing material to help you navigate the route, including walking notes or guidebook depending on the section and maps. As a long-distance trail, the Via Franchigena has its specific symbols and route markings to guide you on your way from Canterbury across France, Switzerland, and into Rome. For those familiar with the Camino de Santiago, it is worth pointing out that the Via Francigena and the San Francis Way indeed are not as well marked, or indeed as regularly, as the Camino routes, particularly the famous and popular Camino Francés. However, it is also worth noting that Francigena markings are constantly improving as the route gains popularity. In England, you will be following the Pilgrim Sign and the North Downs Way. Once in France, you will be guided by the red and white stripes, which identify long-distance routes. In some regions, it will correspond with the GR145. You will have to pay special attention to your notes and maps or guidebook in France, particularly in places where many GR routes converge. In Switzerland, the route is mostly waymarked as a TP Route 70, with yellow diamond shapes and markers. And in Italy, you will find a combination of both Pilgrim and the long-distance red and white stripes, as well as other Via Francigena-specific signs. You will also find the route is much better marked once you reach Italy, and particularly from Tuscany onwards. It might sound confusing, but bear in mind it is a 2,000-kilometer route crossing four different countries. With the help of your notes, guidebook and maps, you will get all the way to Rome, no problem. You should also bear in mind the fact that today's Via Francigena trail follows mostly the route taken by Sigeric the Serious in the 10th century, but there are also certain areas where walkers are presented with alternative paths, to avoid walking by main roads, for instance. In that case, have a look at your notes or guidebook to see the location of your stop for the night and decide which path is better for you to follow. For more information about the Via Francigena Trail or to book your Francigena trip, contact our travel specialists at franchisingaways.com.